a word for you from Ezekiel 33, verses 10 and 11. And you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you have said, surely our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we rot away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? There's so much contained in this, but let's look briefly at the importance of understanding God's point of view. Because here the Lord describes their point of view, that is the fallen house of Israel, as being one of hopelessness and a misrepresentation of God. Because remember, the devil's chief work is to try and misrepresent God, to paint him black, even though the devil is to be condemned totally, and he is the one who needs to be painted. But instead, he tries to besmirch God's character, and it has influenced to some degree the house of Israel when they say here, well, our sins are upon us. How can we live? One would hope that that would be a sign of repentance, but God says, look, you are understanding me in the wrong way. This is how I am. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I'm not out to get you. You are the one who needs to change. You need to understand my point of view, that I have no pleasure in sending people to hell. But instead, I desire that the wicked turn from his way and live. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Don't be under the false impression of God's attitude of one who is sitting up there just waiting for you to make a mistake and to send you to hell. That is how the devil likes to paint him. And Israel, in this sense, because of their fall from grace, they begin to see God in the wrong way. And God here is correcting them, saying, look, I'm not wanting to send you to hell. In fact, I don't want you to die. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. It doesn't cause me to chuckle and to be cheerful about one who condemns himself to hell. But instead, God wants you to live. As he wanted them to live, he wants you to live. And he gives the recipe, turn back, turn away from your evil ways.